Herkese merhaba arkadaşlar, ben Kaan Arlı. Bu videomuzda Abby'nin FineReader ve OCR yazılımlarıyla birlikte sizlere bir söyleşi gerçekleştireceğiz. Yanımızda Abby'nin Ukrayna bölgesinden sorumlu olan satış ve pazarlama direktörü Igor Federes var. Kendisi bizlere Abby'nin ne olduğunu, Abby'nin ürünlerini, OCR, ICR ve OMR gibi terimlerin ne işe yaradığını, bunların ne gibi avantajları olduğunu ve ne gibi zorluklar olduğunu anlatacak. Welcome Igor.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Is this your first time in Istanbul?
No, actually, I have been here for many times.
Like
the city, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yes.
And also, I was in Kiev and in your city. I like it also. So let's talk. Start with the Abby. We can start with Abby. What is Abby? What does Abby do? Can you give a brief information, historical information about Abby?
Okay. Well, Abby is a software company, international company actually, and we produce a few kind of software. We just do only software, not develop, not do anything else. And currently we are the international company because we have many offices around the world, among them the offices in United States, California, in Munich, Germany, in Ukraine, Kiev, and also in Moscow. And we developed the software in actually two fields of our competency. The first one is it's about document recognition, and the second one is about linguistic. Just to give an example regarding document recognition, it's our software can actually read the text from any kind of printed document. So even this business card you have on this table, it's a simple kind of document with some text printed on it. So you can make a photo of it, or you can scan that, and our software can read that text.
So this brief information will be enough for us. And will you talk about your position in Abby? How long have you been working for Abby?
Actually, I'm working for Abby for more than 15 years, pretty long. However, in the beginning, I was in the development. I developed solutions. Then I was a leader of the development team. But currently, my responsibility is business development. And actually, I'm the responsible for the region of Central Eastern Europe, including Turkey, for some particular product lines. So the products like FineReader, probably this product is known in Turkey.
Why does Abby created these kinds of products? And what was the importance of these?
Yeah, okay. Such product like FineReader and actually the recognition technology has one very clear benefit, which is pretty obvious. Even if you look to Wikipedia and check the article like speed of typing, you can learn from that professional typist, so the guy or girl which can expert in typing some texts, they can input around 250, from 250 to 400 characters per minute. That's a good, very good speed. Our products are used to do the same with the help of a scanner or a digital camera and a computer actually. And it works like approximately 100 times faster. So, and there are many different applications for that. So actually, it's saving time.
So we can also say that it gives a benefit for the time in Abby products.
Yes, and to a certain degree, the products give the way between paper documents and electronic. Having this technology, you can make something possible. Without that technology, you can have a lot of papers and no digital and like that.
And at the end of this, we can also edit these products, edit these papers from on our computer, and easy to save or easy to re-edit or revise.
Search what is important. You can search because in papers you cannot search.
It will take too many time maybe. But when we use on the computer, we can use it more easier. What kind of products does Abby have? We can see the FineReader 12, Abby PDF Transformer Plus. What else do you have? And what are the advantages of these products?
Yeah, these products are just family one product. Let's say they belong to the desktop product line, which I represent. I'm dealing with them. However, Abby has different kind of product lines. We have server solution, cloud, we have mobile applications. These particular products, the first one, which is FineReader, that is the desktop product for text recognition. So it's pretty simple. I have a paper book or magazine or some office document. I can make a photo or scan that. And with the help of few clicks in that product, I can convert it to editable and searchable document, like Microsoft Word or some searchable PDF, for instance. The second product, which is Abby PDF Transformer, that is, I would call it as a full-fledged PDF solution. It covers different scenarios when working with PDFs. So you can edit PDF directly, you can search, you can create, you can sign, command, all around PDFs.
So let's talk about the mobile solutions. What kind of softwares do you have for the mobile operating systems, such as Android or iOS?
Yeah, we have a few mobile applications, but to understand better, we don't create just everything. We create only some software which is in our field of competencies. So we know better the OCR, we know better linguistics, so we create software which is some kind of combination of those technologies. For instance, I already mentioned this kind of document, which is a business card. So there is a business card reader application. It is available both for iPhone or for Android phones. And I can take a picture by my smartphone. It will be recognized. I mean, fields will be read. And you can store the data into the into contacts of
Anyone. Why does people, my question is about why does people need to capture this one and store?
Usually you meet people with often business people, they meet people for the first time, they never know, and they just
share the business
cards, make that photo, and save into your phone. And after that, probably I want to search you in the LinkedIn or in the Facebook and do some other things, connect some different social networks into one. This scenario is like that.
So can we talk about the process? How does an ABI product scans and saves any document to printable, or editable, or revisable version?
Okay, actually, in the different products, the processing is performed in a different way. Regarding the desktop products, it is simply you can make a picture. The picture is the beginning. For to make a picture, you can use your digital camera or smartphone, you can use a scanner. After that, you have that picture. And by the way, if you use the digital camera, the picture has some maybe distortions. Some text may be blurred, some background may be dark, and some...
It's not fully recognizable, we can say.
It is difficult for recognition. The page can be like trapezium, and the lines can be curved. All that you need to correct. So before even recognition, you need to apply some image preprocessing. We call it image preprocessing technologies. After that, you can recognize. So with the desktop products, the recognition is performed just on the on your computer, and you push the button and save it or export to Microsoft Word. You can edit, calculate in Excel, whatever you want. With different, with other products, we can use different scenarios. For instance, we have some applications where you can scan and send to our cloud service. It will be recognized and then get it back. Then recognition performed on the cloud. Also, you can just open the browser, type FineReader online, and in the browser window, upload file, get the results, like that.
So you use the cloud service also for this process?
In in few particular scenarios, mm-hmm. Yes.
So how many languages does EBI transfer, EBI Fine Reader, for example, or other EBI products support? Can we also say the Turkish language is also supported?
Yeah, thank you. Good question. Actually, EBI Fine Reader supports the big number of languages, mm-hmm. namely 190 languages, including really difficult ones, such as we added recently, we have added Arabic. Mm-hmm. We also have
Chinese,
Hebrew, or... Chinese. Chinese, it's a kind of the, it's not, yeah, there are simplified Chinese and traditional, mm-hmm. Chinese. Traditional Chinese, it's about 10,000 hieroglyphs. Yeah, and the Hebrew language is also, it's really interesting, it's because it's right to left, mm-hmm. you write right to left.
Like Arabic,
mm-hmm. but if there are some numbers inside or English words inside, they are written left to right. So it's a kind of combination of two directions.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah, yeah, and some other language just I can.
So what do you think about Turkish language? And, is it when you compare with, for example, the Arabic or the traditional Chinese, how do you compare these with Turkish? Is it hard for your products to recognize the Turkish language or Turkish letters such as she or
yes, I understand the question. Let me in the beginning tell that the product supports Turkish language to the full extent. What does I mean? I mean that the product can read the Turkish, recognize the Turkish. Mm-hmm. The product has Turkish interface. And another important thing, which is very important for recognition, it has dictionary support inside. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It means that Fine Reader is equipped with internal dictionary. Mm-hmm. And dictionary, it's not just verify the text after recognition. It's not just spell checker. It's something which helps to improve the accuracy. Mm-hmm. Why? How does it work? When Fine Reader tries to read the word, it read one by one different characters. Mm-hmm. Upon each character, Fine Reader may decide some, maybe this is A, maybe this is B, and so on. After that, Fine Reader combines all those hypotheses about characters into hypotheses about a word, and then check this hypothesis against the dictionary. If dictionary says, yeah, there is such word, it gives some kind of feedback for the recognition system. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's complex.
Yes, it seems complex, but I got a question.
So dictionary, Turkish dictionary inside, mm-hmm. helps to recognize. And our technology, yes, helped to recognize this letter S with mm-hmm.
With the tail.
Two dots above, uh-huh. and different.
Two dots with U, say the U. I want to continue with another question. We have some terms when we look at your website also. Mm-hmm. The OCR, ICR, the OMR. So what are these terms and mm-hmm. what does they mean?
Okay. OCR, it stands for optical character recognition. That is technology I explained briefly, and it is about recognition of printed text. The text mm-hmm. you print, printer or some printing house, mm-hmm. but it is printed.
It's not a handwritten thing.
Right? It is not a handwritten. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe, I guess that there could be technology which could read handwritten text, mm-hmm. but as far as I know, it is not yet created. And the basic actually problem with that is that there is no market, maybe. We don't see that market behind, because mm-hmm. technology is very complex. It required a lot of efforts, but we don't see how to, mm-hmm. as a commercial company, how to run on that. But let me continue with ICR. ICR stands for Intelligent Character Recognition, and that is recognition of so-called, we call it hand-printed text. Mm-hmm. So it's not like characters are not connected to each other, and you as a human can reproduce letters one by one, like if they were printed. Mm-hmm. Those letters could be recognized. And actually, there is a huge business application for that. Imagine you come to the bank or you come to some institution and you need to fill the some application form, put your name, your some details, and etc. That can be done with the technology. They can be hand printed, the application form can be prepared in such a way that computer can read it and store those data into the database. Even some elections, censuses in some countries can be done with such technology. And finishing with OMR, it's optical mark recognition. It's
mark, simple. You mean symbols or?
Mark, it's like you put a checkbox. When you put something in checkbox, computer and software can read that.
So can we say that the ICR is the most complex one?
I would say yes. It is more complex than just recognition of printed text.
As far as I understand, the OMR is the easiest one, I guess. We can say it to check marks or ticks or crosses.
If you want to create that hierarchy of complexity,
The ICR is the highest difficulty. Yes. Have the highest difficulty, I guess. The second is OCR. Yes. The third is OMR. So at the end, before ending our interview, you got a surprise for our visitors. So you are saying that you will provide a extended trial version of your software. Can you give details about this one?
Yes, sure. The product FineReader has a trial version which has some parameters, like 50 days long and 50 pages to process. For your website, we will prepare a special version, which is extended. We increase all the capacities. We will double them, so it will be longer to test and twice more pages
to process. So how can
the same with the PDF transformer?
So how can our visitors download these?
We will provide you need to put it on your web.
Okay, so it's up to us, I can say.
Yes, actually.
Okay, so Igor, thanks for the interview and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Evet arkadaşlar, Igor'la birlikte Ebi'nin ürünleri FineReader programı, PDF Transformer programı ve bunun dışında OCR, ICR gibi terimlerin ne işe yaradığını, ne gibi avantajların olduğunu sizlere anlatmaya çalıştık. Umarım yeterli olmuştur sizler için de. Ayrıca bu videoyu yayınladığımızda da videonun altında eğer zamanda hazırlayabilirsek bu uygulamaların extended şekilde yani artırılmış deneme sürümlerini sizlere paylaşmaya çalışacağız. Bizden şimdilik bu kadar arkadaşlar. Bir sonraki videomuzda görüşmek üzere. Hoşça kalın.